Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lafondra looking to get close side of Font. Lafondra away from Davis. 3-1 Reading. 3 points Reading.
Hello and welcome to the Elm Park Rules podcast. Doing a little bit of season preview content today for you. And I've been joined by Matt Lansley. Matt, are you excited for the 2022-2023 season?
God, it couldn't come around quick enough, could it? Yeah, I am excited. You know, we've had a nice break off. I know we'll probably hate it points during the season, but, you know, we've had a nice time off now. We've had a relatively good pre-season as well. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
And Dave, you are also joining us on what is pretty much the hottest day of the year here. And I'm sure you're now seeing somewhere nice and air-conned over in the States.
Yeah, we're used to hot weather over here, so we prepare for it, yeah. So, thoughts with you at this terrible time.
Deepest sympathies to anybody who has not had aircon for the last couple of days in the UK, because it's been awful. So, today we are going to be doing a little bit of a game. We went out last week and we asked you guys to fill in some season preview questions, and today Matt and Dave are going to see how well they know the opinion of the Reading fan base. So we're going to do it in a little bit of a Family Fortune style game. Matt, you'll get the option to answer the first question. You can either play it or pass it over to Dave, and then we'll go from there. You get three incorrect answers. If you can't get all of the answers correct, then they will get a chance to steal all the points. So, Matt, question one. According to the people of the Reading FC fan base, which player is going to get the most assists this season? Now, before you answer, I can tell you there are 9 possible answers that you're going to have to get.
9? Wow. I'm going straight in. I'll play.
Okay.
Right. We're going for it. We're going all out.
I like this confidence. Fire away.
Thomas Ince.
Tom Ince is on the board.
That's one.
Second Jeff best answer.
Jeff Hendrick.
Jeff Hendrick is on the board as the third best answer.
Lucas Joao.
Lucas Joao is on the board as the 9th best answer.
Ovi Ejaria.
Ding, ding, ding. He's got it. The best answer on the board. That's 4. You've still got 3 strikes remaining.
I'm not sure. That's interesting. What have I got so far? 4. I should have started writing
these
now.
You've got Ovi Ejaria, Tom Ince, Jeff Hendrick, and Lucas Joao. The most assists for a Reading player, according to the Reading FC fan base.
Junior Hoylett.
Junior Hoylett is on the board.
Who's
You've got 4 left to get.
Who thought that Junior Hoylett would get the most assists? who else have we... Someone must have said Shane Long, just because.
Shane Long is indeed on the board.
Oh, my word.
5 people said Shane Long.
What is happening with Reading fans at the moment?
You've got 3 answers left to get.
I'm regretting making this decision now.
But you've still got
3
strikes here, Matt. So
I've still... That's very true, actually. Andy Yeardham.
Andy Yeardham is on the board. One that I probably wouldn't have had up there, but he is on the board. 4 people said Andy Yeardham.
God.
Dave, I hope you're taking notes, just in case it comes over to you here. Matt still got his 3
strikes. I've watched Family Fortunes, don't you worry.
I've got my... Dave is taking this seriously. Actually, if I repeat an answer, is that a strike?
No, because it's up on the board.
Right. Because I foolishly haven't written down my own answers. Yakimate. Someone must have said it.
Correct. Yakimate is on the board. You've got one answer left to get. 5 people said Yakimate would have the most assists this season.
5 people. Fauna.
That is correct. He's run the board. 9 out of 9. 2 people said Tarese Fauna. Matt, that is an incredible start. 80 points for Matt Lansley on the first round. Fantastic.
You got to
start.
Go bold. You go bold in these games.
That was a really good, really impressive start by Matt. Dave, can you match Matt in round two? Is the real question here, because that was a really impressive start.
Yeah.
So question two, Dave. Which current Reading player would you most like to have you back you up in a fight? There's 9 possible answers for this.
9 possible answers.
For a total of 80 points.
I mean, he's started it. I'm not that confident, but I've got to play it, haven't I? I can't hand it over in case he does it again. All right, let's play.
Okay, 9. Off we go.
Yakimate
is number 1. 32 people out of 80 would want Yakimate to back them up in a fight.
That's purely just for the muscle, isn't it?
Jeff Hendrick.
Jeff Hendrick is on the board. 4 people picking Jeff Hendrick. Not wouldn't have been my first choice, but can see why.
Let's see. I'm going to go for Lucas Schwau.
Lucas Schwau is also on the board. 5 points for Lucas Schwau. Couple of people there, 5 people saying Lucas Schwau would back them up in a fight. It's difficult. You've got to try and think about who would jump in a fight on the field, Dave.
True. You have to think about that. Tom Holmes. Let's go Tom Holmes.
Oh, yeah. Tom Holmes is definitely on the board. Number 3 answer.
Lovely.
So we've got 4 answers. 5 left on the board here.
It's got a massive head. So Tom McIntyre.
Tom McIntyre, surprisingly, not one person. That is an incorrect answer, Dave. Tom right. McIntyre.
No
not
one
on the
said
board.
Tom McIntyre.
People
not
are
person,
he would have been my top.
Well, yeah.
Especially if Holmes gets involved in something, McIntyre's there backing him up. I don't care what anyone says. All right. I'll take
2 strikes remaining, Dave.
Fine. Okay. 2 strikes remaining. Let's see. Let's go with Junior Hoylett.
Junior Hoylett. Not on the board, Dave. Oh, that is an incorrect answer, and you are down to 1 strike.
Oh, now it's worrying now.
We need to get the heartbeat. I've got a pen and paper now, so I am writing down, and I'm taking this seriously.
I'm gonna regret this. All right, Scott Dann.
Scott Dann is on the board. The most popular answer. You've got 4 answers to get. You've got 1
strike.
The second most popular answer, and then a couple of lower down the board answers here.
Andy Adam.
He is our second most popular answer.
Yeah.
14 people. And that doesn't surprise me. If you saw the photo when he was announced captain, you know, he's got some guns on him. Like
he has bulked up over summer.
Whether they're show muscles or not, I'm not sure, but, you know.
True. I reckon get involved. I reckon
you've got 3 answers to get, Dave, with 1 strike remaining.
All right. Tom Ince
is not on the board, Dave. I'm sorry, but 3 incorrect answers.
Killer.
That is a killer blow. Matt, there are 65 points on offer here. You can get 1 of the remaining 3 answers. You got 1 shot, 1 chance.
Right. Who have we had so far? And I'm guessing trialists don't count.
I can't help you.
Oh, because there's one who's an absolute loony. and I would have picked him, but I don't think I can risk it. I can't risk it on one shot. Who have we not had? And this is current squad. It's not like historical.
Current players, yep.
Oh my word. Someone must have said it. Shane Long. I'm going for it. Just someone must
Shane
have.
Shane Long is correct.
Reading fans, what is going on?
Is correct. Matt manages to steal the round. 68 points for Matt Lansley.
Get in.
And that, Matt, puts you on a nice round score of 148. So very good start for Matt after two rounds, four rounds remaining. Dave, how do you feel?
Gutted. Really, really low. I had in my head, so I've been writing them down, but I had in my head that Long had already gone from the previous round. So I've let myself down. I've let you down, if for nothing else.
Amateur move. Amateur. The other answers on the board, which we didn't come up with here. Matt, you would have gone correct if you'd answered with the trialist, because Sam Hutchinson.
I was going to go for it, but
I couldn't. He is the second lowest answer, joint with Shane Long. And the answer which neither of you gave, Dean Pezanis.
I mean, Aussies, yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
I feel like it might just be the haircut, you know?
True.
Haircut just and tattoos.
Plus, like, goalkeepers are mental, so.
Yeah.
It's got to be, hasn't it? Got to be as a goalkeeper.
But Matt, that does
put you in the lead after two rounds. I'm going to go
very
into...
curious, though. Wait, can I just ask Dave one question? What made you pick Hoylett? Because he would probably have been the last one on my list for a fight.
I reckon on a night out, Junior Hoylett would have your back. I won't hear otherwise. He's solid. He's been around the block. He's been in a few confrontations in dressing rooms, I'm sure of it. Yeah.
He's been in multiple dressing rooms, I think, actually, with Colin, with Neil Warnock. So that's a good
Absolutely
point.
Absolutely no chance that he's a shrinking violet. No, he's there. If I'm on a night out, I want Hoylett with me. Yeah.
Fair enough.
That does lead us nicely into one of the questions later on, which we'll come on to, I'm sure. But Matt, round three, round four are going to be double points. So I hope you got your game face on here. No pressure, Matt. Matt, for double point round, there is 11 answers here. Which player or person at the club is going to have the most positive impact this season? Do you want to play or pass?
Well, we've got about 13, 14 players, so I'm liking my chances of 11. I'm going to go for it.
Okay. This is bold. 11 answers is a lot here, Matt.
I'm riding on the wave of confidence. It might be way too much for my small body, but I'm going for it.
Okay, positive impact. Who's going to be the most positively impactful person?
Right, Yaku Mate.
Yaku Mate is a bold claim, and it is incorrect. That was not a good start, Matt.
No one said that Yaku Mate will have the most positive impact.
Surprisingly positive impact, Matt.
Surprisingly positive. I've gone for the wrong end of the spectrum.
Surprisingly positive. Sorry, I may have missed that. Surprisingly positive.
No, it's too much confidence on my part. Too much confidence. Surprising. Ah, right. Ah, Scott Dan must be on there because no one's going to expect him to. Don't tell
Matt,
me.
This is a bad start because Scott Dan isn't on the list either.
Oh, God, I've had a... Right, well,
not
right.
A single person said Scott Dan would have the most surprising positive impact this year. You've got one strike here to get 11 answers. If you can do this, then Dave might as well give in because this is going to be...
I'll concede one. If he does it. If he gets all 11 from now on, I'll concede. Yeah.
Right, I need a Tom McIntyre-style comeback here. I'm going to start off with Tom McIntyre.
Tom McIntyre is the third least popular answer, but he is on the board, and that gets you 3 points.
That's all I needed. We're on the board. We're a go. Shane Long, bound to be on there.
Shane Long is on the board. Fourth most popular answer with 7 points.
Thomas Ince.
Tom Ince is rolling. Three in a row here. That's 3 in a row. 9 Tom points Holmes. For Tom Ince.
Tom Holmes.
Tom Holmes is on the board and is the least popular answer.
Least popular. Points. I'd already ticked it. I was that confident. Jeff Hendrick, just because he's a new signing.
Hendrick is on the board and he is the third most popular answer with 9 points.
Right, we're up to 5.
6 left to get.
Right, so who did I go with? I can't. Oh, yeah, I went Yaku Mate and Scott Tan. Right.
The most strivingly positive, impactful person, Matt.
Femi Aziz.
Femi Aziz is incorrect.
Oh.
Matt, your confidence. What has happened? This has let you down, Matt. This is.
It was those first two guesses.
That overconfidence has let you down a lot here. Dave, you have got the opportunity here to steal some good points on a double point round. Can you come up with a correct answer?
Surprisingly positive. Lumley.
Joe Lumley is our number one answer. Yeah. 19 people said Joe Lumley, and that gives
all Dave the correct answers are flooding to me now. I've realized how much I've
gives Dave 49 points in a double point round, and Dave, you are up to
Man's Tire moment. That is a Man's Tire moment.
The answers, Matt and Dave, that you are missing.
I reckon I can
Tyrese get Fauna for 7 points. Mm-hmm. Ovi Ejaria for 6 points. John Clark for 5 points. That was a surprising answer to me, but that was an interesting one, I thought.
I wouldn't have got that one.
Dejan Tetek, 4 points. And probably the most interesting answer on here, and we can discuss this one for a little bit, Paul Ince. 2 people think Paul Ince is going to be the most surprisingly positive, impactful person this season.
Thinking outside the box, I like that.
There's a chance, I guess, but I don't know.
He's had a good preseason so far, so let's give him the benefit of the doubt. We can't be shooting him down preseason. No, come on,
you're right, Matt. We have had a good preseason, so I can't really say too much. And hey, two people think he's going to have the most positive impact. Who am I to disagree with them?
It might have been Paul Ince himself and Thomas Ince. We never know.
Or I would have hoped that Tom Ince put himself down, but
that's true, actually.
Yeah, got to go with that confidence.
Of course.
Okay, Dave, another double point round here for round 4.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to go for non-striker goals. Who is going to get the most non-striker goals this season?
Okay. How many answers?
There is, let me just double check for you. There is 5 answers on the board. In fact, no, sorry. I tell a lie. There is 4 answers on the board.
4. Okay.
Yeah.
I've got played out there, haven't I? All right. Non-striker. Are we counting Mate as a striker? Because
Mate is classed as a striker, yeah.
Cool. Okay. In that case, I'm going to go with first answer.
And there is, I'll just let you know, there is actually less points available in this round because we had a couple of people putting strikers into this question. So,
got to read the question, haven't you? So,
there is 60 points available, though, Dave, in this round for you.
60. All right. I'll start with Jeff Hendrick because he can't stop scoring preseason.
Jeff Hendrick is the third most popular answer out of the 4.
Okay.
And that gets you 8 points on the board.
Okay. Let's see. Thomas Ince.
Tom Ince is the most popular answer by some distance with 27 points.
Ovi Ejaria.
Also correct. 19 points, Dave. You're on a roll here. You've got one person left to guess. 3 strikes still. Can you run the board and claim the full amount of points?
Let's see. A couple of ways I can take this. Which way are we going to go?
You got to think like the majority of Reading fans, Dave. Who do they think is going to get the most goals, not as a striker?
Junior Hoylett.
Junior Hoylett is not on the list. People do not expect him to be getting goals, Dave. They just don't see it.
Feeling a lot of a lack of love for Junior Hoylett in this.
Yeah, he's not feeling it, is he, Junior Hoylett? It's not there.
Okay, let's see. Oh, this is getting tight now. This is getting tight.
Two strikes remaining, Dave.
Yeah.
You can see Matt scribbling away his answers here.
Femi Aziz,
not on the list, I'm afraid, Dave. Not on the list. And that is two strikes. Now, if I had a big buzzer, I would be able to make a noise, but I don't. So yeah. You're going to have to believe me that it's two strikes.
Pressure. You've
got one shot here, Dave. And if you can't get it on this turn, then the board goes to Matt Lansley.
I know exactly who it's going to be. Just to add the pressure there, Dave.
Oh, wonderful. From what I've got is I'm between two. So naturally, the one I choose will be wrong.
Most goals, Dave. As a non-striking player, non-striker.
Can I call a clock like in poker?
There is no clock available, but Dave is picking between two, so I'm hoping it's not going to take him too long.
Keep you on the edge of your seat.
Come on, Dave. Share who you've got on your mind.
I'm either going Fauna or I'm going for I've got three now because I've got Hutchinson and I've got Yadam coming up as a wing back. Oh, I wish I hadn't thought of that.
Gonna have to push you, Dave. Gonna have to pick an answer.
Andy Yadam
is incorrect, Dave. Three in a row incorrect, and that gives Matt Lansley a chance to steal the board. Matt.
There is only one person that I'm sure the Reading fans would have chosen for this.
Thinking like a Reading fan, Matt, are we?
I'm thinking like a Reading fan. He's Reading born. He is Reading raised. He is through the academy. It's Tom McIntyre.
It's almost like he's seen my answers, Dave. It's almost like it. He's got it. He's right. Cleared the board.
No chance.
Tom Absolutely. McIntyre. Six people no. think that he is going to get the most goals.
Got to think like a Reading fan. There are...
That's heart over head, that is. That's ridiculous.
When you said those three, I could not...
There's no head involved. It's all heart here. People thinking with the heart. You've got to think like the fans think, Dave.
He's going to score, but he's not going to be the most outside of the striker. Oh, come on.
Right. Matt, that gives you a great round there of 120 points.
Come on.
We've got two rounds remaining here. Dave, you're going to have to pull off a, Reading-esque comeback against Swansea City if you want to claim any pride here. Again.
Yeah.
Because we've got two rounds left. And we're going into big points. Big points available in these last two rounds. Triple point rounds, Dave and Matt. Triple point rounds. Matt, is it? I can't even remember who played the round last time.
It was me.
Dave, you played, Dave. Didn't you? So, Matt, I'm going to give you the initial option here. Do you want to play or pass, Matt, the current Reading player or staff member that you would most like to go for a pint with? And there is 10 answers. In fact, I tell a lie. There is 9 answers for a total of 73 points.
Oh, my word. Dave can go. Sorry, Dave. Done you dirty.
It's fair.
Dave's going to have to pull off the comeback here. He's got to do it. You've got 9 answers, Dave, to pick up here.
Most want to go for a pint with.
Yes. Current Reading player or staff member.
Or staff member. That's got to remember that. Okay. Player or staff, right. Shane Long.
top of the list, number one, 22 points in the bag for Dover.
That's correct. Yeah. Let's see.
This is easy, Dave. You were talking about your night out earlier. So.
Sorry.
Who did you guess? Sorry.
Tom McIntyre.
Oh, Tom McIntyre, number two. Dave here just perfecting the night out of all Reading fans, apparently.
Okay. Yakub Mate.
Oh, he's number three. Dave is just going down the board.
Going down the board.
I might as well just print it out for him.
Yep. Let's see. Purely because of that picture of him in the Santa's hat and the dressing gown, Lucas Schwab.
Surprisingly, nobody.
Oh,
nobody wants to go out for a party.
Turn up funny outfit, Reading fans. Come on. All right, fine. That's good. Tom Holmes.
Tom Holmes. Not on the list, Dave. Not on the list.
He's literally been out on the town with the Reading fans. Unbelievable.
People don't want to go for a pint with Tom Holmes the most, though, do they? That's the problem you've got here.
Well, they should. Andy Adam.
There we go. He's back on form. Number four on the list. He's got five answers left to get here. In fact, I'll tell a lie. I've actually miscounted. You've got four answers left to get. So there's only actually eight.
All right. I'll take that. Let me see then.
Man, he's shaking his head at disgust at how I've run this game so far, but...
It's just pure favouritism against the leader. This is scripting. This is EPR scripting, if ever I saw it.
I'm handicapping it at its best here. Four answers left to get, Dave, and you've got one strike remaining. Which player or staff member do Reading fans most want to have a pint with? Whether it's for a night out or whether it's just for a, you know,
I'm going to regret this because I've overthought it, but I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go Paul Ince.
Paul Ince is the fifth most popular answer, Dave. He is number five, and he was the next most popular answer. You've got three left to get.
I think I know all three.
Oh, isn't that nice for you?
Is that arrogance coming from the other side of the call?
Because he knows. He knows that he's got a good old chance there.
He's thinking. He's thinking like the public here, Dave.
Yeah, it's not my way. Anyway.
I'm sure you at home have decided which person you would most like to go for a pint with, who Dave hasn't answered.
Tom Ince.
Tom Ince. Not on the list. People don't want to go for a pint with Tom Ince, Dave.
You went for one too many Inces.
The Ince Senior, they love it. The Ince Junior, no, not Ince Junior.
Fans need educating on a good night out, I tell you.
Matt, to steal the points from this round,
right?
Can you get one of the remaining three answers?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can get one of the three answers. Which one do I choose, though? That's the question.
He's got all three, apparently. So
could be easy. I don't know why he's debating answering.
Yeah. I'm just going to go for the first one they've actually written down, Mark Bowen.
I'll tell you something. Lancy has got his finger on the pulse with Reading fans because that was the highest answer available.
And it was the top one I wrote. It was the next one I'd written down.
That gives Lansley a almost insurmountable lead, I think. In fact, it might well be insurmountable.
It's over. I'll tell you why. I'm just out of touch with Reading fans, apparently.
I can't lie. I'm surprised about the Tom Holmes.
The answers that you two didn't give. Anybody want to take a wild swing? Matt, you've got the last two answers, apparently.
Yeah,
so
that's it.
Fire away, Matt.
I do.
I hope that it's written down.
I've got Jeff Hendrick.
No, I'm afraid.
I thought the Irish connection
you
there would have.
Go out like with the Irish. Yeah. I nearly said him earlier as well.
Go on, what was your other answer, Matt?
I'm glad I went with Bowen then. Well, the other one was Mr. Dye, because I'm sure someone wants to go out with Mr. Dye. No? John Medeski. No, he's not a member of staff.
The answers that you two didn't give, I'm sorry, they're quite good answers here, and I would love to go for a pint with these two people. Very, very interesting, I'm sure. Noel Hunt and Michael Jilks.
Oh, I feel
both staff members, both would be great to go down to the pub with.
Cracking stories. Noel Hunt is probably a hoot in the pub at all. Yeah. All right, fair play.
And yes, I'm afraid, Dave, I think that does give Matt an insurmountable lead, as he's now on 469 points so far.
Let's go, ready.
Compared to your paltry
98. Double or nothing.
Double or nothing. I'll go quad points on the last round, shall I, Dave? I'm not even sure that will help here, but...
Okay, whoever wins the next round wins the real quiz. All right.
The real quiz is coming up now. Yeah. Player of the season. Which player is most likely to win player of the season according to Reading fans? There is 8 answers, Dave. Do you want to play or pass?
It's in his hands.
Because if he gets it wrong and he steals, he wins. But at the same time, he's probably going to get them all right if I let him play. So I'll play it.
Let's do it. Come on, Dave. I like to see this. You're playing for your pride here. So that's something.
Yeah, I've got very little lat left. All right. Yaki Meite,
third on the list, straight in there. 11 people out of 79 have picked Yaki Meite.
Shane Long,
11 people also picked Shane Long. That one I'm a little surprised by. I wouldn't have picked Shane Long personally, you know, but I can understand it. People are excited.
Again, if you think about who are people going to vote for, you know, I could see him in there. Andy Adam.
Number 2. And this is how you need to think, Dave. Who are people going to vote for?
Who are they going to vote for? Who
14 are they people picking our previous player of the season, Andy Adam.
Lucas Schwau.
Number 1 answer, Lucas Schwau. 20 people out of 79 picking Lucas Schwau, and you've got 4 answers left to get.
Tom McIntyre
is indeed on the list with 6 votes.
Let's see.
He's got 3 left to get here with 3 strikes. I'm hoping he can pull off one round here.
I've already picked him before, but I'll pick him again. Tom Ince.
Tom Ince is indeed on the list. Look at this. He's almost there. He's almost home. He's got two answers left to get. 2 of the medium answers here as well. These are not the outsider answers, because Ince was the lowest on the board with only 3 votes.
Jeff Hendrick
is on the board. 7 votes. He's got 1 answer left to get. Got 3 strikes still, Dave, as well. This could be a clean sweep. For your quad point round, 79 points.
Less confident on this one, but I'm going to go for it. Joe Lumley.
Joe Lumley, I'm afraid, is incorrect, Dave.
Fair.
You have 2 strikes.
Take left. That. Take that. Let me see.
He was the most popular answer for the most positive impact, but do people want to vote for him player of the season? No.
Apparently not. Ovi Ejaria.
There he has it. Clean sweep. Or, well, not quite clean sweep, but almost clean sweep of the round. Ovi Ejaria, the last answer on the board for 7 points. Dave, gives you a grand, massive 316 points in the final round. But Matt has still beaten you by 469 points to 414. Matt, you are the EPR public's champ, people's champ here. Do you have anything to say?
I'm just in touch with Reading fans. You've got to be the fan base in these sorts of quiz games. I want to have the goal music playing right now as I walk out, but, you know,
prestigious. I'll see what I can do. I don't know. I don't have it to hand. But Dave, commiserations. But I think this means that you're going to have to spend some more time, you know, really getting into the depths with the fan base here.
Yeah, I'm gonna fly over immediately. I need to speak, press palms, get the pulse of the population, that kind of a thing. But congratulations to Ansley. That was quite a commanding performance. Yeah, very, very well done.
Thank you.
I'm sure we'll bring back with another one of these at some point during the season. So look out on our social media for some more family fortunes style questions to answer. And we'll see if Matt Lanzi can retain his crown. Keep an eye on our podcast feeds this week for more season preview content. We've got our 1-24s. We've got pre-season review with Paul. We've got Jacob doing the Blackpool preview this week as well. And that, I think, might sum everything. And then we're going to have the first game of the season at the end of this week as well. So, yeah, it's all go here at EPR and Reading FC. And Matt, it seems like you are well rested and ready to go for this season. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Dave, for joining me. I've been Alex, and this has been the Elm Park Rules podcast. Cheers.